Welcome back to Tivating Patiently, the appreciation podcast that highlights, dives deeper, and celebrates the work and accomplishments of our Tony-winning national treasure, Aaron Tveit. I'm Elizabeth, and this week's episode is part two of Aaron Stories. I had the chance to speak with two other Aaron fans, Sarah and Teddy, and they shared their own Aaron stories of how they became a fan of him, their favorite works, favorite shows that they have seen, songs that he has sung. Sarah, she had the opportunity to see him in both Next to Normal and Catch Me If You Can, including being in the audience for Aaron's final Catch Me If You Can performance. And honestly, I could have talked to her about that for the entire time. I love hearing Aaron talk about that performance and then to hear it from someone who was in the audience, like, loved it. I could have gone on and on with my questions, but hopefully you enjoy her story. And then the second Aaron story is from Teddy. He is in the musical theater filmmaking world himself, and he says that some of Aaron's songs he has in his own repertoire when he auditions for things. He looks up to Aaron a lot as a performer, and just he actually calls him like a chameleon in the way he can go in and out of the different mediums like TV, film, and shows on Broadway, which is so, so true. But it was just so much fun to connect with two other Aaron fans and have the chance to just talk about Aaron with people who are just as obsessed and into it as I am. So without further ado, up first is Sarah's story, and that will be followed by Teddy's. So enjoy. Sarah, thank you so much for agreeing to talk to me for this and share your story. I know this is our first time, like, technically meeting, I guess. We've just exchanged a few messages on Instagram, but I'm excited to learn more about you and your Aaron's story and how you got started. So, I mean, I'm just going to turn it right over to you and just tell me everything.
Sure. Thank you for doing this. It's a lot of fun. Okay. So my Aaron story has a little bit of backstory to it.
Perfect.
I was a theater major in undergrad. I was a stage manager and then a sound designer.
Okay.
And I will admit, I burnt out really hard by the time I graduated. And by then I was 21 and did not want anything to do with theater ever again in my entire life.
Oh,
obviously that has changed since, but it was, I went to college too young, and about maybe 8 years later, I was finally recovering enough to want to find things again, and happened to be in New York visiting a friend who played me the demo version of Goodbye from Catch Me If You Can.
Okay.
And I went, oh, this is great. This is nice. Okay. And then he played I'm Alive from Next to Normal. Said, now imagine this voice singing that song. That was a little bit of me falling in love right there. Like, okay, I need to see this now. And I ended up seeing it four times in what was on Broadway for 4 months.
Which one? Next to Normal or Catch Me If You Can?
Catch Me If You Can.
Okay. That's amazing.
Four times. And I kept dragging more people with me.
Oh, perfect.
So,
perfect.
That was, yeah. I was getting up because I was doing rush tickets.
Okay.
Because there was no lottery at that point.
Right, right.
So I was getting up at like 4 a.m. to get on a train to make absolutely sure that I could get a ticket. Because you had to be at the box office by, I think it was 7 at that point.
Oh, wow.
And I'm 2 hours away.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I made it every time.
Oh my gosh.
Every time. And then it just kind of went from there.
So you saw, four times for that 6 month run through rush tickets of a 2 hour train commute.
Yes. One time I bought the full price ticket. It was getting to the end of the run. The closing had been announced, and I realized if I didn't get to see Aaron sing goodbye one more time, I was not going to survive. And I asked for a ticket to the closing performance for my birthday that year
So you were at the closing
and got
show?
it. Yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so tell
Sobbing,
I'm
sobbing
sure.
everywhere.
Oh my gosh, so tell me about that goodbye. Like I've heard about it. I've heard Paul talk about it in interviews. Like what was it
It
like as an audience? Oh my gosh.
intense. It was when you love something that much and get to experience being there for their goodbye was just it had a level of emotion that it never had anywhere else. I mean, it's there all the time, but that one, I don't know if it was anger or frustration, it was sharper than any other performance I had seen.
Oh my
Just
gosh.
everything was on. Sharper is the only word I can think of.
Right, 'cause Aaron had described it. He was like it was like art imitating life, imitating art, like in that moment of I'm singing this, but he's like Frank's singing this, but I'm singing this. Like this is goodbye. That's And did the audience really stand up like in the middle of songs and everything like he
Yes.
wow.
Yeah. I think it was a 5-minute standing ovation in the
After
middle of the
goodbye
show
or oh, okay.
after goodbye, but also after sorry, the title of the song has left my head. Norbert Leo Betts' song
Okay.
in Act One. Oh my
The
goodness, my
rules
brain has just yeah, don't break the
don't break
rules.
the
Thank
rules.
you.
Yes. Wow, that's wild. That's so cool you got to have that
It was
experience.
the only closing I've ever been to.
Sweeney was my first closing when he was in that. But so what happened next? Like it was Catch Me If You Can, and then were you in or was there
Oh
a
no, I was
hiatus
in
or okay.
at that point. I mean, it comes and goes in ebbs and flows. Sorry, that was a horrible sentence. But
It's okay.
I know I watched Graceland afterwards because I just wanted more. And then I don't remember what I got distracted by after that, but I fell away for a little while and then went back and away. And then this summer, I missed getting the chance to see him in Moulin Rouge originally, which just devastated me. I was in the middle of switching jobs and a new career in grad school, didn't have the time or the money at that point. And then COVID happened, and it took me a couple of years to be comfortable with the idea of going to a theater again. So I happened to be in New York this summer. I had plans to be there for a convention. And about a month before that, his return got announced. And I went, I'm going to be in New York anyway. I'm going to be in New York
Perfect.
anyway. Okay, now which ticket am I getting? And I went up a day early and paid for a hotel for an extra night and got front row mezzanine. And it was, oh my gosh, it was a st it was amazing.
Oh
It
my
was
gosh.
just, yeah. My best friend had gotten to see him. I guess when he came back the first time, I'm trying to remember the time, or maybe it was before. But I had mentioned wanting to see it. And she said, well, don't bother seeing it without Aaron. It's good, but it's not the same. If you're going to go, go.
Yes.
And I thought I had lost my chance for it. And then I thought I had lost my chance a second time. So the third time, I was not giving it up.
So that's like a double experience, like your first Moulin Rouge experience with your first Aaron. Like that's, yeah, that's next level to see both of those.
It
So
was,
was JoJo was on that day too?
yes.
Was Ricky still, was he there?
Ricky was still there. It was August, I think it was August 17th.
Oh, perfect. So he just got back.
Yes.
Oh, that's amazing. Good.
It was so great. It was,
Wow.
had I not had plans for the following day, I very well might have just gone again.
Yes.
I thought about it. I really thought about it.
That's like it's so true. Like I remember the first time I saw it, I left it and it was like I didn't sleep. I feel like I just replayed the show in my head the whole time. And then I'm like, I don't want to go home. Like I want to go. There's a mat. Can we go? Can we do it again?
I'm so glad I wasn't sharing a hotel room that night
Yeah.
because I literally got back at 11 o'clock and just watched clips for the next 2 hours.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
More.
it's
I'll take
crazy.
more. All the more.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. I know, like when he got announced for him to return, like so many people already had tickets for the 5th anniversary show. So I was like, which one do I want to do? But like that energy for his first night is just,
Oh,
it's,
I can.
there's nothing else like it. So I'm like, I can't not, like the 5th anniversary would be amazing to be at, but I can't
Sure,
do both.
but
I need
that,
to be there for that
yep. And
energy. That's amazing.
I came within hours of going up for his last performance.
Oh, what
I
happened?
know.
Couldn't do it.
Jewish holidays.
Gotcha.
It was the Sunday after Yom Kippur, and I just didn't have the energy. I knew I wouldn't have the energy, and I still thought about it.
I
And
mean,
then I
he does
sulked.
that.
And then I sulked for a week because I was in New York 3 days later.
Oh, man.
I was like, oh, you couldn't have just done this a week.
Oh, you could have
Held
gone
it
to see
for
John.
one more
Yeah.
week. I know, but it was going to be an exhausting weekend, and it would have been worth it for Aaron. Not sure it would have been worth it for anyone else.
No, I get it.
That was
I
the
get
only
it.
thing.
I do get it. He brings a an energy that you don't find anywhere else, for sure. So, backing up, you said you saw Graceland. What are your thoughts? Like that is my favorite, besides Moulin Rouge, like that's my favorite thing that he does.
I adore Graceland. I remember loving it when it was on. It was close to the time, I don't remember if it overlapped with White Collar or if it was just after, but it's the same creator. And it filled that gap that White Collar had left. And I went, well, this is fantastic. And I love all the characters. I love hating them. I love loving them. I love that every one of them's a mess. But it works somehow.
It
And
really did.
the irony is that I had just started rewatching it about a day before the new short came out. And I mean a day.
Right,
So,
that's crazy. That's, yeah, it's, we're like, so I talked to my friends about it. We're like, we still just can't believe that. Like, it just dropped, it showed up. He never posts, and then that's what he posts. We're like, what is happening?
I held off watching it until I had finished remarathoning all of
Oh, you,
Graceland.
oh
So
my God.
I just finally watched it on Saturday.
Oh, that is
So
restraint.
2 days ago. It was a week. It was a week. I can live a week.
Still, oh my God,
I
I like le I had just gotten into the grocery store and I left to go sit in the car to watch it.
had I
Like, I
not
can't.
just rest had I not just restarted the show, I would have done that.
Yeah, oh my
I was like,
gosh.
no, I can get all the catch up. I've got time right now. I can watch. I really
Yeah.
can. I was doing
Oh
like
my
four
gosh.
episodes a day.
Oh yeah, it's a total binge. But yeah, that drops. I got the notification. I like squealed in the grocery store and I was like, excuse me. I'm like, left. I'm like, I got, excuse
Exactly.
me. I'll be back in 10 minutes.
That's too funny.
Yeah. We mean, we've waited so long for that, so it was worth the diversion.
And they kept talking about it. Like everyone knew something existed. It was just a matter of it actually existing.
We knew it was there. Just where was it? So that was amazing. But and my favorite, because you just rewatched it, one of my favorite things is his that orange juice throwback, like when Jake's opens the fridge and it's, I'm just like,
Yes.
oh my God, like I love both of you so much for doing
No.
that.
It's brilliant.
Yes. So you said that you haven't seen any of his, you haven't had the chance to go to a concert of his live. Have you watched the ones that go on YouTube, or have you watched clips of them and things like that?
Currently bookmarked.
Okay, gotcha.
I've seen clips of musical songs.
Okay.
I'm really bad with regular music, like, admittedly so. So I've watched a lot of the clips of like Being Alive and Why God Why, and I know the Broadway stuff.
Okay,
Those I've
gotcha.
seen.
Gotcha.
Just not the whole concerts as a whole.
Okay, that makes sense. And then, so if you stick to the musical world, or have you seen Schmigadoon and Schmicago?
I have seen both. I love
Okay,
them.
you love them.
They
Okay.
I adore them. It's a love story to musicals.
Oh, yes.
It
Yes.
really is. I'm so
Oh,
sad there's not
absolutely.
going to be more, but
Maybe there
I
will
will.
be.
I could still dream,
Yes. Maybe
but
it'll be
I
like
will.
Nextland. We know it exists. He has it written. Maybe
Yeah, it's
it'll be
written.
there. So.
Just needs a different streaming service to pick it up.
Exactly.
But I can't be all upset because they exist. We got them.
Yes. And it, like, the first one came at that perfect time. Like, he left Moulin Rouge, and it's like, okay, well, we have, like, there's this. So we have, we're still seeing, getting a dose of him, but I don't know. Is there anything else that you want to add in before I ask you a couple little rapid fire questions to wrap
I
up?
think that's it. Yeah, I think that's basically the story there.
Okay. So if you personally could be in any one of Aaron's, like, Broadway shows, TV shows, or movies with him, which one would you pick and why?
Okay, so this one was tough because I'm not a performer. So I went with Wicked because, like I said at the beginning, was a stage manager and a sound designer, and I can just imagine that being the most fun show to call and to work on.
That would be a good one. Do you have movie plans for that one? Are you going to see it? Are you going to see that one in the theaters?
Probably.
Okay.
Probably. Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe not opening weekend, but at some point
Right,
while it's still
right.
in. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. What is a role that you would love to see Aaron in the future?
Oh, okay. So that was tough because all I can think of is something original. I
Okay.
love to see him originate parts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of existing roles I would love to see him in, but just future, give
For
me
this one.
something new.
Yes, hopefully he gets the chance to do that. Yes.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. There's still so much time. Like, he has so much time left, and he's just getting started.
Oh God, yeah.
Yes. Let's see. I guess maybe let's do besides Goodbye. What is a favorite song that Aaron has performed on Broadway?
See, Goodbye was my answer.
I know I'm putting you.
You're making it difficult for me, because it is specifically that performance of
Okay.
Goodbye.
Is there another one?
I mean, the obvious answer is Roxanne, but that's such an obvious answer.
That's
And
like Moulin
yet,
Rouge's Goodbye, but like that
yeah.
big, yeah.
And yet, that's the answer. I mean, the fact that we live in a time where we get to see that live
Yes,
is
yes.
how lucky did we get?
I know, right? Yeah. And how lucky are you that you got the final goodbye, and now
Yeah.
there's Roxanne, and who knows if there will be more in the future.
Oh, I
So
hope so.
we, fingers crossed, it's never goodbye. So yes. Teddy, thank you so much for agreeing to talk with me and share about Aaron. It's great to meet you, and I just can't wait to hear how you got started, how you found him, and just where you are in the Aaron fandom world. So I will turn it over to you and just share any and everything that you want.
Okay. Well, one, I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me. I first discovered Aaron with Moulin Rouge, as I think a lot of people did. It was about 4 years ago during the lockdown. I first found the album, but when I gave it a listen, and I thought, "Huh, this is not for me." So I pushed it aside and I left it alone for a while, and then I started listening to some other playlists of, like, his Broadway hits from, like, the past and the present, and then he kept coming up with "Catch Me If You Can," and then there was him in "Les Mis," and I was like, "Huh, I think I recognize that name." So a couple years later, I went back and gave Mulan another try, and I was like, "You know what? This is actually not that bad of an album. The cast is actually pretty good. I still haven't seen the movie, so I don't fully know the story outside of, what I got from listening to just the music. But now, ever since he kept coming back to do Mulan over and over again, I'm like, oh man, I really want a chance to go and see him. And now he's going to be hitting Christian 7.0, and I still haven't seen him yet.
Oh,
But
wow.
no, he he's inspired me now as a performer because I went back and I watched videos of him performing, and then I started watching Graceland because I realized that he was in that. And I was like, huh, this guy's actually a really good actor. Like, he knows what he's doing outside of just singing and being silly.
Yes.
And no, ever since then, he's inspired me as a performer and as a, a musical theater actor. I actually ended up using a couple of his songs as my audition songs to try and book some roles. It didn't work out, but they're
That's
still in
okay.
my book as stuff that I can pull out in the future. So yeah, I think it's been a it's been a weird journey of not really liking him to being like, huh, this guy's actually really good, and it's just continued on from there.
Wow. What are some of, if you don't mind me asking, some of the songs that you've used of his?
Oh, for sure. Well, Goodbye from Catch Me If You Can. That's like one of his few that are fully in my range that I can do. Mainly the last half when he has the final outgoing note. That's what I think would be my strongest suit to land a job.
Okay.
I mainly just do that. I'm trying to pull something from Moulin Rouge, but like I can't. Not right now. The closest one that I have is Come What May in Your Song. But those are still I'm workshopping right now.
Okay. So have you haven't seen him in Moulin Rouge? Have you had an opportunity to see him perform live at all?
No.
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 That's fine. What so you love Graceland. What are some of your thoughts on that? Did you watch the Next Land short?
I haven't seen Next Land yet. I'm a little disappointed in that. I haven't finished Graceland either. I'm in the middle of season three, so I'm almost done. But I
Okay.
just think him as Mikey is, it can really show what he can do just as a dramatic actor. Like even when he won like American Horror Story as well, he can prove time again that he's not just a musical theater guy, that he can actually do
Right.
not proper acting, but like standard, I guess, or stuff that's more Hollywoodized. And he does a really good job in both of those roles.
Right. He definitely can move pretty fluidly through all the
Yeah.
everything. And then even just you being in the middle of season three, his acting and what he goes through from season
Oh
one
God,
to
yeah.
three is
No,
insane.
his dip into the more depressive side of Mikey is crazy. Also, the beard. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, season three Mikey is something special. So did you watch the Les Mis movie? Do you have any connection with his role as Enjolras or Grease Live when he was in that?
I've only seen the Les Mis movie once. Didn't have too much of a connection with him. I more watched it because I'm also a fan of like Hugh Jackman and Anne Hathaway and
Okay.
Russell Crowe. So I was like, oh man, it's like they're really good in this. And then oh wait, Aaron's there as well because I totally forgot that he was on the songs that I was listening to. And so again, there was that connection that brought me back to him there. But I need to give it another watch. It's been probably 3 years since I've seen the movie, and I've only
Yeah.
seen it once, so it's been a minute.
It's been a while. It's gotten to the point now where I start it where Enjolras
That's
is, so
awesome.
it's like act two. Just watch for the Enjolras part of it. But so you've listened to a lot of his songs. If you've listened to any of his concerts, do you have like a favorite cover that he's done? Maybe that's not theater related, or that is.
He recently did a cover of The World that We Knew, and I think we talked about it over your Instagram post, but I was like, man, this guy sounds like he's doing a James Bond theme. And I don't know, just something about the way he did that per performance really connected with me, and I think that's my favorite cover that he's ever done. And it's a more recent one as well. And he's done a lot of good ones, but that he did that song, and I was like, he should do the next Bond song because he has the
Yeah.
voice, and if the music backs him up, it would be perfect.
Yeah, that one's become a favorite for a lot of people from that concert. And I think even his first performance of it with the orchestra like
Exactly. Yeah.
leveled it up even further.
I definitely don't think that'll be the last time he performs either with that orchestra or with an orchestra in general, because I think
Oh.
that's going to push him to the next level for that kind of stuff.
That would be incredible. Yeah. What other shows or work of his have you seen? Have you seen like you've watched, you're in the middle of Graceland. Have you watched Brain Dead? Have you seen any of his other like little indie movies that he's done? Any of
Not
that?
yet. So Brain Dead
Okay.
is on the list. Like I have it saved, so it's what I'm going to be watching next. But I'm a little upset that I haven't seen any of his indies, because I'm also a filmmaker, and like I'm studying to go
Okay.
into film, and I'm working in the industry right now. So like I try to watch as
Okay.
much stuff as I can, and knowing that he's done some indies and smaller stuff and some shorts or a couple Hallmarks, like I just want to like just like watch more movies in general, and I should be watching his because you know I'm also a fan of his, and I just haven't gotten to it yet. So I'm a little upset with myself.
Oh, I'm sure you might have a running list. You have stuff
Oh
to get.
yeah, I
Yeah.
got a full two pages at least of stuff to get through.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And what were your do you have any thoughts on him when he was Sweeney Todd, when he took on that role earlier in the year? Had you seen
That
Sweeney before?
I hadn't seen Sweeney. I'd listened to Sweeney, but I hadn't seen any like bootlegs of a past production or any local things. But then, you know, he joined, and that's what really got me into Sweeney as well. Because then I went back and I listened to the Josh Groban album, and then I bought the vinyl. I was like, man, this show is it's fantastic. But like when he joined, that also really got me to the next level of liking him, because it had been kind of a casual thing, like oh, I'll listen to him every now and then. But then he did Sweeney, and like I saw some of the videos, and like him being pulled out at the beginning or doing a Epiphany, I was like, oh my God. And people said he was wrong to be cast for that role. He was perfect. They were like, oh, he's a tenor. His voice is too high to do Sweeney. No, he
No.
killed it. It was amazing.
Yes, it was, and it's so wild that that was still 2024. Like, just his
Right?
2024 has been jam-packed with, stuff we like never saw coming.
He likes to keep busy, I guess.
He does for sure, and which is great. But sometimes it's like, sit quietly so we can save
Just
up
wait
again for
for
your
the
next
next
run.
one. Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to add before I ask you just a couple questions?
I do really hope I have a chance to see him live, but I want it to be for the right thing.
Right.
Like, if I run into him in the middle of the street, awesome. I can say hi, talk with him for like a quick minute, but I do want it to either be at like one of his more like intimate shows at like the Cafe Carlyle or like at Moulin Rouge, like if he ever comes back to do 7.0, which I think he will. I don't think he'll be done with that role for a while, but if he ever does come back, I want to see him there. So I just wanted to be like, yeah, you know, the proper introduction needs to be big for, you know, the amount of stuff that he's done.
Yes.
But other than that, no, that's pretty much it.
No, understandable. So you've like you said, Moulin Rouge is the role you want to see him in. Is there another role from maybe from his past that maybe you wish you could have seen him in live?
Besides Sweeney Todd, because that just happened, I would have loved to see him there. Either Fiero or Frank from Catch Me If You Can. The problem is, I just think he's a little too old to do it now. But I would have loved to see him go back in and do those, because he has the voice for both of those characters, and he fell into Fiero really well. And so I think he could do it again, and I would have loved to see him do that role.
So with your background of musical theater and things, is there a role that you could picture him doing in the future for a show for or another revival that you would maybe want to see?
For an upcoming show, I could see him in actually The Greatest Showman, either as P.T. Barnum, because he not again, not to keep calling him old, but he's getting older that I can't really see him as a Philip, but I would love to see him as a P.T. Barnum, because I think he could do a good job on a Hugh Jackman songs. But you know who knows? He could do a good job as a Philip as well. He's a chameleon of a actor. He kind of shapeshifts to fit into what he could do.
Oh yeah,
But I think
absolutely.
The Greatest Showman would be awesome for him to do on Broadway.
Yeah, he covered a couple Greatest Showman songs like at a concert in Connecticut last year, and he was
I
like with
haven't seen
Andrew.
that.
Yeah, he did The Other Side with Andrew Barth Feldman. Oh my
Oh,
God.
that would have been cool.
It's so good. And then he did A Million Dreams and then Rewrite the Stars with Lauren Allred. It was so good.
I
He's
gotta
got
find a
it.
video of that when we're done here, because that would be cool. Oh, man.
Yeah. There's some audios out there. And then last one, just it can be a theater song or just a cover of another song. What is a song that you would hope to hear from him at one of his upcoming concerts?
Ooh, give me a minute to think about that. Oh
Mm-hmm.
man. Cover song. Because I'm trying to lean away from musical theater, because if it was musical theater, it would be something that he's already done. Like, I'd love to hear him do Dancing Through Life or do, Goodbye Again, because, those are like some of his iconic songs. But a cover of a regular song that I haven't heard, that he's probably done, but I haven't heard. I think he could kill a version of Skyfall, going back to the Bond theme again. Or I don't know, something a little more on like the rock side, because he's always doing like big grandiose covers, or like some pop songs, but like something more on the rock side. I think he could do something decent with like either a Led Zeppelin song, or even something more modern with like the Struts or Greta Van Fleet, because he has the voice to get up there and push it out, that I think he could do something creative with that.
Yes. Like pre-Moulin Rouge, he was doing concerts that did incorporate more like rock songs and stuff. Like hopefully he'll bring those back one day. Because like you said, he crushes them.
Yeah, no, he finds a way to make everything work. And even in like the concerts and with like 50 people venues or like 100 people venues, he still makes it feel like it's a concert hall, and he pushes it out there, and he makes everyone feel like they're included. And it's just he also has that showmanship and the charisma and the charm that like he'll make you feel welcome, like based on the concert footage that I've seen. It's like, huh, this guy makes it feel more just like a conversation with songs in between rather than just a concert. That he knows what he's doing.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't agree more. It's such a gift the way he does intermix like his stories and find those connections with the audience. And he does it especially like when he's doing it at a college, like he ties it back into his background and
Yeah,
everything to
exactly.
make it relatable. So it's really good. Yeah. But if there's nothing else, like thank you so much for sharing with me.
Yeah, of course. I think that's it for me from now, but this was fun. Yeah, awesome.
I do hope you get the chance to see Christian 7.0. Hope he's not done.
I don't think he's done. I'm really hoping he comes back next year. He may take a break till 2026, but you never know.
And that's a wrap on two more Aaron fan stories. It was so much fun to get to connect with Sarah and Teddy and hear their stories, hear how everything started, and hear just their thoughts of like what they hope to see from Aaron in the future. I've said this before, like it's just so much fun to connect with others who share the same interests because like not everybody gets it. So when you talk to people who do and you find that common passion and that enthusiasm, like there's just something so special about it that I don't take for granted. So thank you, Sarah and Teddy, for being a part of today's episode. And thank you to all of you for continuing to support this podcast. For more fun Aaron content, follow along on Instagram at tivating_patiently and over on TikTok at tivatingpatiently. And hope to have you back here for episode 106.
I will love you until